My everything hurts. I hurt. And I'm cranky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Greetings, Apple Posse. And buckle up for the show. It's the Apple Pulse Nothing Podcast.
Christ.
Yeah, that's with kind of what I was waiting for.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Oh, come on. You give me all amounts of shit when I'm not high energy.
Yeah, but you do it all the fucking time.
It's true.
I would like to take my one day out of the year to be tired and cranky.
I feel like that's every day of the year, but this is your tired and cranky and not energetic day. Yep.
On the podcast specifically.
Oh, okay. Oh,
on the podcast, I generally try to keep it a little bit more high
tempo. I have something that might make you feel less cranky.
Is it $1 million?
Make you feel more cranky?
Oh.
But it could also make you feel less cranky.
Oh?
I don't like where this is going.
I don't know either.
I got a bad feeling.
I was just complaining about how I'm unhappy with ambiguity in my life, Salsa. Why are you giving me more?
Because it was given to me, that's why.
Oh, shit.
I have a booze.
Oh.
Yay.
I have a booze, and this is confiscated booze.
Oh?
Mm.
Yes. I know people that work at Front Gate at Fest. Yeah. And this is a bottle of booze that they confiscated.
No.
Somebody was trying to sneak this
in.
And so they gave it to me.
Okay.
I don't know why they gave it to me.
Oh, God.
But they did.
All right.
I have a tiny little airplane bottle of 99 brand sour berry 99 proof liqueur.
Oh.
I'm already.
It's blue.
That is blue.
On
the one hand, I like berry.
Okay.
I'm okay with berries that are sour.
Okay, this smell is good so far.
99 is such a hit or miss brand, though.
I think this is probably going to taste like hitting the head on the bottom of a toilet seat later.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully it's a small bottle.
Being split between
and we have
three of
a
us.
Chaser.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Don't give me more. Why are you
like this? Right,
well, Jenna, you choose the
yeah.
First.
That's the, clearly I won't choose the glass in front
for
of me.
James, choose the next
one. All right, I'll take Jenna's.
So, yeah, we will find out.
Oh, God. Who is right?
No, somebody.
And who is dead?
Somebody. Somebody liked this stuff enough to try to sneak it into the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
I think you mean some teenager shoplifted this. And
yeah, like...
Somebody wanted to sneak this past security.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Let's find out if it was worth it or not.
Oh, why does that smell like regret?
It smells very syrupy and sugary.
It smells like cheap vodka and... and depressed cotton candy.
Right.
That's what it smells
okay.
like.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. that's yeah. nail upon the top. Ooh. Right there. All right, let's...
Yeah, all right.
I'm not shooting it. Oh, God, I should have. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's like new Robitussin.
No. No. No.
Whoever was trying to sneak this in, why?
I couldn't even do a proper shot. Like, I had... As soon as it hit me, I was like, mm-mm. I know I need to finish this.
No, you don't.
For the good of the podcast.
You tasted it. That's all you needed to do. Nobody said you had to finish it.
I'll fuck it up.
Well, thankfully we have
I'm a human garbage can.
I inflicted this on people.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'll bite. James, explain to us what we're actually drinking while I...
You know, some boozes, they say, put hair on your chest. I think that puts hair on the backs of your knees.
I think that burned taste
it
buds on my tongue.
It seared the flesh off of my chest is what it did. Explain what we're drinking so we can drink
it. Makes my chest a little tight.
Okay,
actually.
So from Wild State Cider... We have Wild State Seasonal Apple Pie. 5.8% alcohol by volume. made by some fine folks in Duluth, Minnesota.
Make with the faster so we can drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I need this in my apple mouth pie.
Now. Okay, good. I'm drinking it.
All right.
Up.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, shit. That's way better.
That is a lot cinnamonier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's full of cinnamon.
That is very, very apples pie or apple pie spice forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the best apple pie flavored thing I've ever had in my life.
It is not. No.
But it's not terrible.
You know what? It's way better than whatever the fuck it is, that was.
Well, I mean, that's a low bar to clear.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if
not
I like
that
it.
Low.
Oh yeah.
Bring it up just a
that
touch.
Fucking bar.
Not that bar.
I think the spices are way too overpowering.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I want more apple.
Yeah. I want more cider and more, less cinnamon.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's it exactly.
Huh.
Because all I really taste is cinnamon.
And I wouldn't mind a touch more sweetness.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think making a dry apple pie is
pie like
that's not okay.
Euphemism.
It's not, no.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, no, not a good one.
That's just the state of the US of A right now.
Oh, that's
when they say as American as apple pie,
accurate.
I think this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That it sounds like
an aerial photo of a vagina with a tumbleweed blowing across it.
You went in a different direction.
Oh.
That's not what I was talking about.
Ah.
I know you were thinking along those lines.
This country's going to hell with a dry
to
apple
turn
pie.
It. Ugh.
Yeah. No, I.
How
it's
many
disappointing.
Bumps do you have in there?
I will say, I am kind of disappointed in this one.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not upsetting. I'm still going to drink it. I'll finish it.
Yeah.
Honestly,
like,
another
yeah.
thing is, it might get sweeter as we drink it, because we just tanked.
I don't think it's going to. Wild State doesn't really do sweet.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's
Which
usually,
is one of the reasons why like I want to support them more, because
right.
Duluth.
No added sugar. Yeah.
But like they don't really sweet much, and that's...
Yeah.
I want more sweet in my life, so...
Oh, shit, the ingredients are apples,
coconut,
cinnamon,
shit.
Cloves, nutmeg, black pepper.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised apple was first,
yeah.
frankly.
No, I agree. Again, it's all cinnamon and nutmeg
yeah,
that
is.
I'm getting.
Huh. I'm
definitely
getting
the clover.
Yeah.
Now I want to... Clove.
Yeah. Clover.
God
that's
damn
that's different
thing. I'm getting, more than anything, I'm getting the cloves.
Yeah.
Cloves and black pepper.
I need a DiGiarum, if anybody's got one.
Shit, yeah.
That was a fucking
Back
while
to college.
Ago.
So, anyway, let's go from something that's not as good to something that's amazing, and that was my weekend.
Oh, good.
My weekend was pretty fucking great, I will say.
Oh, excellent. Good. I'm glad somebody here had a good weekend.
I'm going to try to pep this up a little bit. I had a fucking
amazing
weekend.
And then I get to bring
weekend.
It down to
yeah,
you.
Okay. No, I... Well, first off, the crowds this weekend...
Oh, they were decent.
...were outstanding. They were absolutely outstanding. Sunday had weird crowds, but Saturday the crowds were... absolutely amazing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I for years now.
Mm.
For many, many, many years.
Oh, 4 years, not 4 years.
No, for many years now.
And
okay. No, just
20
just wherever
years
you're
ago.
Going, stop.
Our
We're gonna
five
fuck
fathers.
With this happy vibe, James.
Yeah, no,
That's
I just I knew
yeah.
as soon as you open your mouth, I knew that this was just gonna be just no.
Let's let him have this one.
Okay.
Since
and
it
then
rarely
we'll
occurs.
It.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And like
so for years. For many, many years. I have loved the sound of a steel body resonator guitar.
Oh, shit, yes. Mm.
It's a fantastic sound. It's got that
Lovely.
Slightly haunting sound that slightly buzzy. It's a sound that I just... Mm. And I was sitting in the campground a couple weeks ago with Paul, one of the musicians with Bedlam, and he had a lap resonator. And I was talking to him, you know, about it and stuff like that. And
we'll let that go.
What's a lap resonator? Because what's in my mind is different than
what I think. It's a guitar that you play, you set on your lap, as opposed to holding upright with the body facing the audience. It's you sit down and you place it on your lap, and the body is facing upward.
Okay.
But he had it out, and I was just listening to it. And I was just like, I've always loved the sound of that. I've always wanted one of these guitars, but they're like $1,500 on a good day.
Yes,
right.
You know, and for a good one, they're like $2,000, and they're just
also beyond. Gorgeous.
Oh, they're so pretty. But I, you know, just chatting with him because he's a musician and he gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on Friday night, or no, is it, this was Saturday night. No, this was Friday night. Sorry. Because we got out to Fest. We got out to Fest. And...
Please tell me the full story.
I'm going to try to make
the
this as
full thing.
Quick, but...
I'm going to go short, so you go
on. Okay. We get all our stuff in our tent, and we inflate our air mattress, and we're getting things ready, and my wife suddenly goes, oh, no. And I'm like, what? And we look at the bed, and it looks like there's something piled up under the blankets. No. No, it's one of the internal, like, seams had popped.
Mm-hmm.
So now our
for the air mattress.
Yeah, in the air mattress. So now
the thing
our air
that
mattress
keeps it from going up.
Yeah,
right.
From being a ball.
Yeah.
had popped. And the, so now we had
the structure. Yeah. There we go. Internal structure.
So our air mattress now had a huge lump in it.
And it wasn't you this time.
It wasn't me. And so we're like, well, maybe we can get by sleeping. So we like deflated it a little bit, hoping that it wasn't going to be pretty, but and so we get there and we start unpacking, and I sit down on the air mattress and it pops.
Oh yeah.
And another internal structure tears loose. So now there's a huge lump on half the bed. My wife would basically be sleeping with her butt 12 inches higher than her head. And it was like, this isn't going to work. So I'm like, should I head to Target real quick and see what they got? And she's like, yeah, go. So this is already like 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yep.
And Target's close at 10. So it was like, I race out. I go to the Chaska Target, which is the closer one.
Mm-hmm.
I get to their air mattresses. I'm looking through them. It's like, okay, there are only two queen air mattresses on the shelves. Mm-hmm. Both of them have the integrated fan. And I'm just like looking at these two, like, which, okay, shit. So how we'd have to charge them. Hopefully they have a charge. If they don't have a charge, then we're kind of fucked. But do either of these have like a secondary filling port? No, they don't. And I was like, oh, both of these are plugins. Not okay. This isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, I have little to no time. So I race to the Shakopee store.
Right.
I get there. It is like 9:45, 9:50. It's pushing. Like they've got all the carts in the store. Right. There's like they're
employees giving you dirty looks.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like it's like, time to go.
It's time to go.
Yeah. So I run back to the camping area. I'm like queen the mattress. You know, air pump, perfect, whatever. Grab it, go. Mm-hmm. I'm out the door. Fucking just. I've got the air mattress. I get to the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm like, I've got the thing, and so we unroll it and we put it on. And for those listening, we have a plastic box spring with a futon mattress on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have an air mattress deflate on you in the middle of the night, coming down on a futon is a lot softer than coming down on a hard floor.
Yeah.
So we've got this and then the air mattress on top of that. And I was like, cool. So I get the air pump on it and I start inflating it, and it starts inflating and keeps inflating. And it's still inflating.
James sees where this is going.
It's still inflating. Oh, yeah.
It's still going.
No, I had gotten the 16-inch thick air mattress. Because, again, I wasn't looking.
It's a queen in both directions.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at height. I was just, it's a queen. It's a got cube. Airport. Got it. And, yeah, it was 16 inches.
Fuck.
So sitting on top of the box spring and the futon, that thing was, like, I had to do that, like, butt up to sit down thing to get onto our bed.
So basically my life is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this thing is huge. Like, like we've got tubs. Just like Rubbermaid tubs that sit next to our bed that we use as end tables. They're our costume bin and end table. And usually they sit right around the same height as the top of the mattress. Yeah. Now they're like a foot below the top of the mattress. It's ridiculous.
So anyway, you're about to set your phone on it, and every time you do that, you have to say, "Long live the king." Yeah.
So anyway, that's that story. Moving on. So I'm finally back from Target. I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Because I've had to go to two Targets because one Target didn't have the fucking thing I needed. I'm in a foul mood, and Paul drives by and he's like, come talk to me after. And I was like, whatever. So
Paul's kind of a gruff guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's got resting gruff voice.
Yeah.
Is really what it is.
And he didn't say, hey, by the way, you should. He was like, hey, you. Come on. It was just like, what the fuck do you want, Paul?
And that's just how he is. Like, he doesn't even do that to be mean or anything. Yeah. That's just how he behaves.
And I did apologize to him after I sat down. I was like, I'm sorry. He was like, I get it. I understand where you were coming from. Right. But I sit down. You know, this whole kerfuffle is over. We've got the kids to bed. By the way, the kids slept through us inflating the new air mattress.
Yep.
And so we were like, yeah, they're fine. They're good for the night. Uh-huh. So we get done with that. I go and sit down. I was like, okay, Paul, what is it? And he's like, oh, you know, here, I wanted to show this to you. And he hands me a guitar case. And I open it up, and it's a steel body resonator. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And he's like, cool, it's yours now.
What?
Yeah, that was my reaction.
Shit. Well,
he was like, Jesus. Happy Instrument Karma Day.
Aww.
And I was like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, all of us, you know, musicians that have been out here, we've all given each other instruments at some point in time. And you said you liked the sound of it. And I've had this one sitting around for a while and I never play it. So it's yours.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like,
thank you. I was like, Paul, I don't know if I can accept this. And he's like, well, you better.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I'm not bringing it home, asshole.
Yeah. So, I pulled it all this way over here. Fucking take this and you like it, guys.
Oh my god. It's real. It's so heavy, but my god, does it sounds so good. Oh, that sound is
my favorite. Can I add a thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
So like I've been in the den all evening. My back hurt. I didn't go up top at all that night. Mm. And like Raiderly had come over, and she was talking about the night that they had just had and, like, all of this other stuff. And I expected Salsa to walk into the den just angry and curmudgeon-y and grumpy and everything else for the fucking night that he had had.
Hmm.
And Salsa is literally skipping into the den with a giant-ass grin on his face. And I'm like, what the shit? This is a very unexpected turn of events.
None of this adds up at all.
I'm confused. So that was my perspective.
But the thing is I get to the den and I'm like, I'm in awe. I'm awestruck, and I'm just like, you guys, Paul just gave me this thing, and they're like, oh yeah, we know. He was here looking for you earlier. It was
God.
Like.
Damn it.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though.
Steal my fucking thunder. Thank you.
No, but here's the thing. We knew that he had a guitar for you. We didn't know what kind of guitar.
Oh, okay.
So we knew that Paul was looking for you for a guitar, but when you started going into detail as to why this was so odd. So he didn't steal all your thunder.
Okay,
it was just we knew Paul had something for you, and we weren't allowed to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a guitar. Like, I've had so many guitars just handed to me over the years. Like, whatever. And then I was like, oh no, this is a guitar.
Yeah. Yeah,
fuck. A capital G. Yeah. Exclamation point.
Yeah, no, it's a, for those that know about things like this, it's a dobro with a national style resonator on it, and it sounds real purdy. It needs some polish. It's been sitting collecting dust for a while, and it's got a bit of and it's got that steel body, so any like fingerprints and stuff just kind of becomes this grease smear on it. He's like, I'm sorry about the condition. I was like, well, I don't care.
I'll clean this up. I'll have to lovingly look after it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was my Friday. Saturday was a great day. We had Will Bradshaw.
Back
didn't even get to
from see. Vegas.
Guest of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just great hanging out with him.
Sure.
And chatting. He came and hung out with us after Fondazzi's Uber show on Sunday and just hung out backstage and we chatted. And he was just like, it is so nice to just be able to talk to Festies again. He's like, you know, I, cause he's working shows in Vegas.
Right.
Is what he does now, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, the show that I'm emceeing right now, you know, he's like, these are all literal Cirque du Soleil performers, you know, but none of them have done Fest. They've all done shows where people have paid to get in.
Right.
They're already invested. None of them have had to try to convince people to come see their show.
Fuck.
None of them have had to do any of that. And he's like, I really, really just want to get some Festies in there to kind of... Because he was like, when I started emceeing, they were just like, oh, Will, you are the best MC we have ever had. And it's just like, shit, this is just stuff I learned doing Fest.
Yeah. It's a survival mechanism.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
But he was just like, it's so good to be able to chat, like, talk shop with Festies that get it. That have had to, you know, clean the dust out of their teeth at the end of a weekend. But yeah, just chatting with him was so good. Because that dude has done some really cool stuff with his life. But anyway, the icing on the cake.
Okay.
There is a 15-minute window between when my last show gets done and the Fondazzi Uber show happens. And Fondazzi, it used to be right away, but Fondazzi went, there's no show after us. We can literally take our time and do, you know.
Right.
And it just, so it was, why rush it? So my show gets on. My last show gets done. There's a 15-minute break. And my show, by the end of it, is always packed with people that are trying to get a good seat to see the Uber show. So I get done with my show.
You're their Morris dancers.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Oh, no.
But, no, it's great. Because they enjoy me as well. You know?
Oh, sure.
We love Morris dancers.
Are you saying
dancers.
That's different than the Morris dancers?
Exactly.
Yeah. God,
they pay me more than the Morris dancers.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah. No, anyway.
Poor Morris
dancers. I get done. I get done with my show, and I've got a 15-minute window to strike, which is... You know, fine. I can leisurely, you know, clear off the stage as opposed to get everything off as fast as I can so the next act can get going.
Yeah.
You know, I get, you know, I take some stuff off and I set it down backstage and I walk back up onto the stage to get the next handful of whatever. And there's a sea of people there. And on a whim, I, like, pumped my fists in the air in a, like, a victorious pose, and the whole crowd went, yeah! And I was like, oh, that was really cool. And I grabbed the whatever shit. It is, and I walk off stage. And I come back on stage to grab the next handful, and I do the set. Yeah! And the crowd goes crazy.
What the fuck?
I was like, this is kind of fun. And so I grab whatever it is, and I walk off stage. And the next time I come back out on stage, and they're ready for it. I don't even have to put my hands up. They're just, yeah! And was like, yeah, you know, I'm just hamming it up. This is really cool. Grab whatever it is, walk back off stage, come back out on stage for the next thing. Yeah. And I start to leave the stage and it turns into, oh, and I'm like, oh. And I like stop halfway off stage. Like, oh, and I come back out. They're like, yeah. that, I start to leave, and they're like, oh, and it was like, oh, shit.
Someone has given Salsa a toy.
Yeah. Fuck. It was amazing. So I keep coming out and grabbing stuff and taking off stage, and every time, yay, oh. And then Fondazzi are getting ready for their Uber show, and they're hearing this happening, and they're just like, well, we got to get in on this.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Yeah.
So they start, like, Katie comes out on stage. Yeah! Oh! And then Christo comes out. Yeah! Oh! And then Raiderly comes. You know, Raiderly starts doing the, like, peeking around the side thing. So, like, yeah! Oh! Yeah! Oh! Yeah!
This is the best game of peekaboo ever.
Amazing.
Fuck.
It is
amazing.
We've got an audience of a few hundred people just eating out of our palm playing this game of cheering it for us. And by the time Fondazzi was ready to start their show, that crowd was amped up. Like, even more so than they usually are for a show. But it was, oh, it felt so good.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
It was a real fun time. Anyway, that's like a sliver of how good my weekend was.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, those are really the highlights. So take it away.
Yeah.
Jenna.
My back was fucked up all weekend. And it had moments of worse than it has been for a while, which was annoying. I had a bad food reaction to some oat milk that I got from the Froofy coffee. The only reason I got the Froofy coffee was that, I swear to God, I had a bag of coffee in the back to have more regular brewed coffee, and nobody can find it.
Fuck.
So I don't know where my coffee went.
Ruh-roh.
But yeah, so I had that, and I had a bad food reaction to that. So Saturday was an amazing day for everybody. Except for me, who at about 11:30 noon tapped out, went to bed, napped through it for about 4 hours, woke up, was still feeling a little shitty, but not as bad as I was.
Yeah.
But also my back was even crankier. And so that happened. I didn't even make it up top for after hours things at all weekend, because I just couldn't.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, back continued to be shitty, and I started getting some chafing in a very awkward place because I've been walking funny because of my back. I got to do my...
Really? No?
What?
Like the back of a Volkswagen?
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Fuck. Hate you guys.
it's tough but fair. It had to be fair. All right.
And I would have left right after I was finished with my campground duties because my back hurt, except that I hadn't been out all day on Saturday, and I still needed to get something to my Romance Wars person.
Oh, yeah.
So I did some quick shopping, got that, found someone to deliver. Then I left, and I was as I was on my way down the fucking stairs, I hit a rock and slammed against my toe. And I was just like, nope, that's it. That's the perfect end to this fucking weekend.
Fuck.
There was one specific highlight of my entire weekend. Like, there were some good things that happened over the weekend. Mostly good interactions. I got to help teach hawking for a little bit. And nice. That just, you know, it makes me feel good to be able to impart knowledge and help somebody better understand how to interact with people.
I hear there was a drummer that showed up at your booth.
There was a drummer that showed up. That wasn't my highlight.
Some
although
fucking guy.
When Asher came by to fight, and he was like, what's my papa doing here? That was adorable. but no, the biggest highlight of my weekend, I think, or at least the one I'm going to declare for right now.
Sure.
Was we got a visit from a little mud puddle. And a little mud puddle and a Mrs. Mud, obviously. You know, Puddle's mom. Right. I'm a parent. I know exactly how this works. It's Puddle's mom.
Yeah, that's fair.
But little mud puddle came out and got to fence with James. and it was adorable. There was video taken. I showed the video to Joe, and he was like, all right, I get it. That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
And it was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I got to say hi to Mrs. Mud, which is, you know, pleasant. But
I had a mud puddle at one of my shows, too, and it was it was pretty special.
So that was delightful. And just having a little mud puddle. And I got, like, I did have... There were a good number of littler kids that got to play mud puddle anymore.
He's,
he's quite tall. Very little for a saber.
But my heavens, well, he's getting big.
Still very little for a saber.
Yes.
He's still, already quite talented with it, too.
Yeah, he was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Oh, my kid.
Jesus Christ, too.
He was aggressive.
God. Yeah, he was ready, man. He was like, I'm going to stab someone today. Like
I joke about it, but you could be saving money on a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, yeah, we had a lot of Fest kids early Sunday, which was delightful, actually. Yeah. It got us... into the groove, getting things going, helped us draw a crowd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which the early morning stuff, it's always hard, but if you got something going on, it's easier. So yeah, having the Fest kids come through was great. but yeah, and we did have several tiny humans from the times that I was in there fighting. It's just so cute.
Yeah.
It's yeah. So, yeah, smashed my toe against a rock, got home, and just soaked in a tub for a few hours. That was basically my weekend.
Whoever graveled the hill this year did a piss-poor job.
Oh, no, it's awful. And the thing is, it wasn't even, like, I'm fine on the hill, but it was coming down. I didn't slide or anything like that. I just kicked a fucking rock. There wasn't even a misfooting. I just did poorly.
Gotcha, okay. Because I did have some rocks roll under my foot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they use the big chunky ones.
Yeah.
Which is not good
on that hill.
Putting big chunky rocks on top of tinier rocks just makes big chunky rocks go more.
Yeah, no, they shifted under my foot and my knee fucking lost.
I've had a couple of those this season. So. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I did fine with that. Like, honestly, all the years of balancing shit on my head makes me pretty fucking good at finding my footing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's a sword falling off of my head.
Fair.
This was just a freak accident.
Yeah, this was just a freak. Like, I didn't slide or anything. I just kicked a fucking rock.
Boo. Yeah, no, the universe was saying, goddamn. Fuck you, go home.
Yeah. Universe was unhappy with me. Being out at Fest this weekend and made it known. So,
yeah.
And the thing is, like, I still felt, I wasn't like, oh my God, this is awful, angry, whatever. I was just like,
just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. But it really was. Like, I didn't, I don't even think I, like, bitched about it over the weekend. I was just like, man, this kind of sucks. Oh, yeah. I wish I was helping on one of the busiest days of the fucking century.
Jesus Christ.
And we had several people that were out for various reasons. And it's like, yeah. And I was in my tent napping because my gut hated me because fucking oat milk. The way we found out, by the way, is a friend of mine had made specific allergen-free brownies just for me. And had gone over all of my allergens and was like, I am making these so Jenna can eat them. And it was such a kind, wonderful gesture.
That's a sweetheart.
So that was another highlight. And so I had the brownies, and then we got the fancy coffee. And it had taken me a while to get to my coffee, because I was also doing hair braiding, which was fun. But... like, eventually, I got to my... I think I really got to drink my coffee about 10:30, 11. And then, yeah, I started feeling off, and I went. And the next morning, this friend of mine comes up to me and is like, do you think it was the brownies? And I'm like, I don't think so. I think it was the fruity coffee. And she was like, did you get the oat milk? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I did get the oat milk. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that was the exact same problem I had last weekend when I got the oat milk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't get the oat milk, I guess, is... Right.
Seems like.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that was her best guess, too. She hadn't eaten anything. It was just fruity coffee.
Yeah.
Or anything new, I guess. Yeah. So anyway, that was it. Oh, and then I went to Lagos Tacos with Joe today. And we had tacos in deep fried avocado. Everything I ate had avocado, and James would have just fallen over. But sometimes it's nice to be able to eat things that other people can't eat. So
can't imagine how that must be.
How was your weekend, James?
So I got there injured. Fuck's sake.
This is a great way to start.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, but did you hit your toe on a goddamn rock?
Maybe better. Okay. I don't know. Not a dick measuring contest, because yours is bigger.
It's fucking massive.
I have a habit of trying to stop and help people who are stranded on the side of the highway. Right?
Sure.
Especially if it looks like something that I can help with. Right. Flat tires, I can usually rock out in like 10 to 15 minutes, get them on their way. It's a happy surprise for them because I used to work with tires. Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I see somebody with a flat tire. I happen to be in the correct lane. I can get over and stop in a reasonable amount of time. I back my car up to where they are and I hop out and, gesture to the guy, like, hey, I don't want to walk up and surprise you out of nowhere. And the guy was like, yeah, I'm trying to call my insurance and see if they can send a truck or something, but I don't know how to tell them where I am. Well, you know which freeway you're on, right? Yeah. You can see the cross street up there? Yeah. And the mile marker 10 feet from us? Yes. That's that's where we are. Oh. They can find that? Yes. Yeah, they can.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, this has never happened to me before. Fair enough. All right. It's never happened to you before. All right. Okay. No worries. I'm glad I'm here. All right. So you keep talking to your insurance. I'm going to see what I can do to help in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Go to open the trunk. And he's like, yeah, I'll use my key. No, you won't. It's not working. Because he's trying to boop it with the key. And none of the locks are responding to his key. And then he's like, oh, yeah, the car battery is dead. Okay. So this is getting better. I'm like, all right, well, maybe we can get some of the stuff from there. And then by the time your insurance people get a truck out here, they can start the car unless you've got a set of cables. He's like, well, I've got some stuff in the back. Let's have a look. He is missing the jack and the jack handle. He has a set of jumper cables. And he has the tire iron. Thank goodness he has the tire iron.
Hmm.
It's a real piece of shit, but he has it.
Okay.
So I do something that I will almost never recommend and is extraordinarily stupid. And I daisy chain our cables together because there is no way for me to turn a tiny car around on 35W.
Mm.
Yeah. And I use the insulated case that I have for mine to keep them from touching doodles in the center. I don't like it, but it did let us start his car much later. But in the meantime, he could unlock the fucking trunk. So, yeah. Rested the negative on the ground and kept the positive connection on top of the case. Right.
Right.
I hate it, but it worked.
Okay. That's, you're still alive, so I'm not going to, whatever.
Yeah, not recommended.
Anyway.
Highly disencouraged. Yes. Honestly. Yeah. I'm going to go beyond not recommended and go straight for highly.
Yeah, especially since the voltages and wattages that we're talking about can weld metal together.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's just say don't.
Yeah, don't do it. So,
I'm not even going to say don't try this at home. I'm going to say don't try this ever.
Fucking anywhere.
Ever. So, did that. And a tiny car was charging his van. And got everything, you know, got the spare drop down and the tire iron, this ridiculous fucking minuscule tire iron. And I grabbed the jack from the tiny car.
Mm-hmm.
And he rolled it to a... He had rolled his van to a stop against the curb at the side of 35W.
The curb is on the side where the tire needs to be changed?
It sure is.
Okay.
I could see that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So everything that we're doing with the jack and wheel and everything else is way more of an adventure. So I'm just going to mention curb anytime that comes up. So, we go to, you know, set the jack before we loosen the lug nuts initially and curb. And then the four of the five lug nuts are a little bit of work, but happened the way that you would kind of expect them to. And the fifth one is mostly rounded off because somebody apparently put it on with an air gun. Badly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The wrong size.
Yeah. But we get it to turn, and that's, you know, step one.
Right.
We then raise the jack to lift the vehicle curb. And we discover that that fifth lug nut, it's not loose enough. Apparently, it's not just rounded off. It was cross-threaded.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not at all. So, I need the traction that we can only get
from the frame. So, you gotta lower it.
We gotta lower the jack. Curb. And then, by having... There's every tire kit includes an object that I can't identify. Even having worked in a tire and lube shop, even patching tires, all of that stuff, it looks like a bottle opener, and it's got what looks like a lug nut or on one end. No idea what the fuck it does. I've never used it, so I've had no occasion to find out. I know that my kit includes one, and so did his. So, using that on the end of this really insufficient tire iron, we were able, between the two of us, to use that as additional lever arm length.
As a cheater bar, yeah.
And to get it to crank over far enough where the tire iron could then be applied by standing on it to move the lug nut. So, that tire iron is now bent as well.
Oh, God.
Great. But the lug nut is moving, so we raise the jack. Curb.
Damn it.
We get the fucking wheel off. Just set it aside. Mm-hmm. I hand him this incredibly badly damaged lug nut, which has marks on it from some tool that is not the tire iron. And, I'm like, you'll want to get a replacement for this. At the same time, just go to a U-Pull and get more of these and a jack for your car. Mm-hmm. Right? Great. Good. And you could probably replace your wheel there, too. So, go to set the new one on, and it's a full-size spare.
Oh.
Which is
curb.
Great news, except curb and tiny car jack is not designed for a van.
Nope.
Tiny car jack is designed for a very tiny car.
Yep.
And so it's doing its absolute best tippy toe atlas to lift this whole fucking side of the van. Front corner of the van. But definitely brushing up on those manufacturer recommended at maximums, right? And it's like, lifting, like very nearly completely extended.
Yeah, yeah.
No way that it's gonna.
Do you, listeners, do you remember when we said not recommended?
Yeah.
Should be replaced with highly discouraged.
All right. Yeah. That. Same.
I'm also putting this one in highly discouraged scenario.
And it's about this time that I disconnect the jump leads because I need to walk away from this, and he can start the car now. So yeah, disconnect it. Nothing bad happens with the jump leads. Haha. So, I turn off a tiny car, I breathe deeply, and I tell him, I'm not exactly sure how to engineer a solution to this problem, but it's...
You don't have any blocks or anything you could put under?
Nothing.
Okay.
He has nothing of use in this van, other than the second set of jump leads.
Stack the second set of jump leads under.
Jesus Christ, it would have been useful, but they were honestly some of the worst jump leads I've seen.
Yeah.
So I would not trust them to be load bearing.
Yeah.
I was shocked that they charged the car. So So I look at the control arm and I'm like, there's probably a spot where I can set the jack under the control arm, which might help to lift
that a little bit more. Right. Yeah.
And in the meantime, he's given up calling his insurance because they're not helpful. And he started calling friends and things like that. So we set the van down on the bad tire, just behind the jack,
yep.
Which is on the lift point, front corner. Of the, back corner of the front wheel well passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the van is built in a particular way that the load distribution is causing it to lever against the jack on the tire. So I ask the driver.
Wait, no, I need you to explain this to me again.
So sitting on the tire. It.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tire is the
pivot point.
Yeah.
And instead of
the tire is now
back,
a fulcrum.
It's now the weight is now on the front and the back tire, is coming up.
And the tire is far forward of the midpoint, but the vehicle's weight distribution is so front heavy that it is dropping and sitting on the tire and lifting the back.
Okay.
Because there's nothing back there to hold it. Sure as shit, not like, a spare tire to hold it down.
I assume slightly unevenly? Like, one side of the back was more lifted than the other?
Well, because the tire is the fulcrum.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Okay.
I was having
a real hard time visualizing this, because not how physics works in my brain.
The jack is almost fully dropped.
Yeah.
Spare tire, instead of coming down on it and having the weight on the back... was coming down on it and pivoting to the front.
Yes.
But this... Okay, but the spare tire...
Not the spare tire, the bad tire.
The bad tire, sorry.
Bad tire.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, on... So instead of, like, going up like that, it would have been, like, angled and up a bit. Right.
Well,
right?
The far side is still on two tires, so the far side's fine. It's just this one side.
This one's... It's still going toward the missing tire.
Right. Yeah. That was the part that I was really getting confused on. Yeah. I'm like... How is the entire back getting... That makes no sense to me.
Just the one side.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
The...
Better.
Yeah.
Kind of. If anything can be better about
driver,
that situation. I'm just
I figured the spare tire kind of balanced out the back, so I'm just going to have the driver sit on the fucking tailgate.
Yeah.
And it worked. The jack was suddenly free, and curb, by the way, dropping the jack.
Yep.
And I put the jack under the control arm,
mm-hmm.
and... In addition to the curb, the clearance on that control arm is fucking almost nothing.
Yeah.
And I start trying to crank it up, and the jack just calmly sets its hand on my shoulder and says, I'm not doing it. I'm not. This isn't going to happen.
No. No.
No. Yeah. So, all of that. And... Then I call him forward to say, like, hey, we need a different solution for this. He's like, yeah, I got a friend showing up. I told him that the jack isn't tall enough. He's going to be here real soon, I guess. Great. That's great news. We'll just wait a second. Right? His friend shows up. He's got a 3.5-ton floor jack on wheels.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the clearance for that is not small.
It's about 4 or 5 inches usually.
And there's a curb in the way.
Curb.
Mm-hmm.
Curb. And
well, at that point, could you not go from the front?
We had to go in through the wheel well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he starts, you know, boosting the van up. And I take the full-size spare, and I'm like, yeah, it's high enough up. However, the jack is in the way.
Yeah. I saw that because coming from
not,
a mile away.
It's not in the wheel well entirely, but it's angled in such a way that the tire can almost go on,
no,
but can't go on.
Figured you'd go in from the front.
And he...
Find the engine...
Like under the bumper?
Under the engine block.
He tried looking there, and there... On this van, there really wasn't anything that didn't look like it wouldn't break immediately.
Even the chassis holding the engine block up?
He didn't find it.
Oh, good
and
God.
And I was sick of it. So, he puts it in under the lift point, the same place that I had a tiny car jack, and we slip it in past the curb, raise it up. And then he raises it up more and puts a jack stand under it.
Oh, good.
Put the fucking wheel on.
Yep.
After getting the jack out of their curb. And then I show the guy, I'm like, hey, you've never had to do a spare tire before, so watch. I'm putting these on in a star.
Yep.
Tighten everything down except that last little one. And his friend's like, hey, I got air tools. And I was like, it was probably you motherfucker, wasn't it? But I said nothing. I was just like, no, I think it's probably a good idea for us to put these on just hand tight. Let's just do this.
Oh, my God.
Let's do this correctly. So I show the guy and put it on in a star, even distribution of pressure, all of that.
Right.
We're going to lower it. And then I realized, I'm like, hey, you gotta put that jack back under the fucking van. So we have to slide the jack in at some kind of weird fucking angle, curb, raise it again, get the jack stand out from under now that there's a tire in the way.
Yep.
And then finally lower it down almost entirely, crank the lug nuts on with that badly bent tire iron, including the shitty, the fucked
the horribly
up one,
mangled one,
which we had to use that weird bottle opener screw down piece. Listeners, please tell me what the fuck that is. As a hammer to put the tire iron onto the lug nut. But it went on, and we eventually fished the jack out from under the van curb. So, the wheel's on. They're putting their stuff away. I'm putting my stuff away. And I look at his friend, and I say, hey, could you just follow him to make sure that your friend, who's apparently important to you, gets home? Right?
Yeah.
He's like, he lives pretty far.
What?
And what is usually a 10 to 15 minute process for me swapping somebody's tire, even on a stranger's car, and if they've got the wheel out already or some of the lug nuts loose or something, it's now a 5 to 10 minute process. This is now at an hour and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at him and I went, you're not going to do that?
It's not your problem, man. Walk away.
And the driver's like, oh, it'll be fine. And I was like, all right.
Wow.
But in the process of all of that shit, I fucked up my back and the muscles that connect to my butt. and hips from my lower back.
Yep. Yeah, that's where I've been fucked up all weekend.
And yeah. It still hurts. Mm-hmm.
See, this is what you get for helping people, James.
It's true. But you want to know what? If I hadn't helped him, he would not have even known what to tell his friend about where he was.
And that's not your problem.
It isn't. But then it wasn't his problem either.
This is why I don't help people.
Yeah, that's probably a better bet.
I feel like there is a happy medium somewhere in between.
Somewhere no, this in between is the lesson that I learned here.
So,
I think there's somewhere in between not helping and over-helping that is just helping.
But yeah, the other thing is his friend didn't have any jump leads, and so without somehow turning his enormous truck around on the freeway, would not have been able to start his friend's car either. And so he would still have been stranded there. But at least there would have been two of them.
Who doesn't have jump leads in their car?
I don't know. Someone who also, for some reason, does have a floor jack and a jack stand. I don't know.
Like, you can't buy a car these days without just one being in the trunk now.
Is that the
case?
Half
the time.
Well, yeah, about half the time, yeah. You know, not all cars have spare tires anymore. A lot of them have tire patch kits.
So I mean, it's better than the car I've got, which had the spare tire, but you need to, like, watch a YouTube video to figure out how to get it detached.
Oh, yeah, this was also one of those, but I just used my expertise in mechanical engineering.
No, this was all encased. I needed to. There was like I'm looking at the cable trying to track it, but it's all got plastic and coat.
Yeah,
everything. It was just like I can't tell where. I needed to watch a YouTube video to figure out how to get the fucking thing.
Yeah,
all you had to do was in your little plastic cap on it, put a little fucking embossed raised something that says spare or something like that. It's all it would have taken.
Right.
But no.
Yeah. So, drove off an hour and 45 minutes later.
And when I left home as a teenager.
Yeah.
And I went to college.
Yeah.
My dad handed me a shitty, old, hard side suitcase.
Yep.
That had jumper cables and a tow cable in it.
Yeah.
And I still have that shitty green hard side suitcase with the same jumper cables and the same tow rope in my car right now.
So,
I mean, not everybody has a dad that gives
them
the
this
thing
is true,
like
but this is standard. I don't.
But it turned out that this guy worked at the VA hospital, so I was really glad that I helped him because he helps other people. Yeah, he just doesn't have any expertise with cars, it's just people. So, I got to Fest injured, and then that magical thing happens where they tell you that you're in ring one, and you're like, body be damned.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fence a mud puddle. I'm going to...
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to go kick ass for 10 to 12 hours, and yeah, I did. And then did it again the next day, and just... I still hurt. I was able to use that brief window of time when it was a future me problem, and now I'm future me.
Well, I am happy to supply you with berry flavored Robitussin to take your mind off of it.
Jeez.
For a minute.
It sure did change my suffering.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
I helped. This but is I, how I help.
But I got to hang out with you folks down in the Dragon's Den on Saturday night, and
yes,
that was really pleasant.
That was nice. Although
I know that I don't do it often.
I will
I did
say
enjoy it.
That did add to my pain and suffering just a little bit because you kept telling awful jokes and encouraging my safe space to join you.
They started it. One.
I don't care. I don't care. This is your fault.
That's fair, because people just see me and they're like, oh, by the way, I heard a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Your problem.
This is your
absolutely
fault.
But they did give me some great ammunition for Sunday, and holy fuck did I use it. It was real fun. So,
okay, well.
Yeah. But other than just that, like, the weekend felt good because of the crowds.
It was really good crowds.
Yeah. Plus, watching you, Honeybee, Reyna, Laura, and Seffi all handle the booth on Sunday. Just the whole front of the booth was
That's weird that I'm magical. Included in that because, like, I just did Cashbox.
Right, but you're which also Cashbox. Oh, and Laney for Hawking.
All,
but you're all...
All fucking year. That's weird to me.
Salsa I know that was there salsa drumming. Was, I know that Salsa was there. And you succeeded in spite of that. So, yeah. That was... It was fucking great. Salsa, it was honestly fun to have you there
that's
as well.
That's a little weird.
But... No, it was. I thought that was fucking cool. I got to hang back and do masks and balloons, which is something that I haven't done in a,
Jenna,
do
if,
in a couple
if it
of years.
Makes you feel any better, Jenna, I haven't hand drummed in a really long time, so my fingers are a little sausagey today.
Oh, okay. That does nothing for me, oh, but okay. Yeah. your sausagey fingers
it
do nothing for me.
It doesn't do a lot for most people, honestly.
Yeah. No, it was, though. It was very nice having ladies in the ring.
Yeah.
The like,
femme fatales, as yes. Jack says.
Yep. The just, no, it was Sunday morning was ladies in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
All ladies all day, or all the time for that morning
God
thing.
Damn. It was so cool.
Crazy.
I would not actually include myself in that because I'm just always working Cashbox. So, I'm doing Cashbox. I'm not doing the show. They were doing the show.
I mean, I get that.
I see where you're coming from, but you're still
I part don't include of it. Myself in that.
That's
was,
cool. We
that
do.
Was nothing special. That's just what I do.
And what you do is special.
So. Hold on. I honestly dislike
okay.
being pulled out as a distinction when it's something that I already do. I would rather just have that recognized as a thing that I do. As opposed to being...
I see where you're coming from with it.
Yeah. It feels like I'm being put in a place of being special, of doing something that mm-hmm. is, like, not the special thing that was... I'm like, yeah, I'm always
okay.
here.
Okay. So we had a bunch of cool people there, and Jenna was there.
Yeah, I don't need to be included in this, is mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
Okay.
We had an amazing group...
We did.
...of mm-hmm. female ringleaders... take over
mm-hmm.
and they did a phenomenal job.
Cool. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Me.
I think we'd better had.
Okay. We're gonna do that then.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey, Salsa Workshop.
It was a stupid joke. It was so stupid, but somehow it made me laugh.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You're
just the sheer audacity of its stupidity made me happy inside.
No, you've been hanging out with James too much.
Well,
sometimes your body does things and your brain goes,
and there's hair
the
where there
dude.
Was no hair before.
I'm Salsa. I'm
and I'm Jenna. I have no idea where you're going to start that cut. Have fun.
Neither do I.
We'll figure that one out later. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys. I don't even know. I don't. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around, and it's just not happening. I'm not sure at which point anything made sense. I think the answer is none.
No, it didn't. It's just, I don't, you know, sometimes there are jokes that are just so stupid that they're funny. This one was so stupid that it was stupid. And that's why it was funny.
I don't know that I agree, but I also don't know that I disagree. I just don't know right now. I don't know. I don't
it
know.
It was the self-awareness of the stupidity.
Okay. So anyway.
Dear listeners.
Tell us what you think.
It is not time for a Fast Five.
What? Rude.
Fast Five?
No, because first we need to tell you about the AON store.
Yay, ooh. The AON store.
Hey.
I'm getting tacos.
Yes, Jenna is.
Yeah, Jenna.
So all of those designs. So Jenna won, but the fact of the matter is we had really cool designs.
We all won.
We all really won. In our hearts. In my heart, I won, but that's beside the point.
We all won, but I'm the one getting tacos.
Yes,
that's true. Yeah, that's fair.
But now that the contest is open and we know who has the best design, you can still get these designs on other stuff now.
What?
Yep.
Wait, can I get them on a ladies' t-shirt v-neck?
You can get them on a ladies' t-shirt v-neck.
What?
You can also get them on coffee mugs.
Ooh.
You can get them on coasters.
Come drink with us.
You can get them on some of the designs you can get on a fucking duvet cover.
I'm really happy about that one.
yeah, all sorts of stuff. Fold up chairs.
Hell yeah.
Beach towels.
Yeah, it's
all to go with your fold up chairs.
Whole bunch of stuff that you can now. So if a t-shirt you were like, I've got enough t-shirts, but I could really use a coffee mug, by all means, get yourself a Fast Five coffee mug and put it on a shield coaster. And then get a dinosaur's travel mug, and you can do all of these things.
When you put hot liquids in it, the dinosaurs show up. They're also there when nothing's in it, or if you use cold.
I don't.
So it's kind of like magic.
James is doing the changes. I used to joke.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it well.
No. He doesn't. It's James.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew this, but you're no Mitch Hedberg.
Yep.
Timing. Indeed. So, yeah.
No, there's a lot of good stuff on there. You should check it out.
So much awesome stuff.
I am going to be getting all of them.
What is your favorite thing on the store? What's the most... What do you think is the most ridiculous thing?
The most ridiculous thing?
That's a great question.
Like, we kind of shied away from the really ridiculous stuff that we could have done.
Yeah.
I think the most ridiculous thing that we actually did... The buckle up for the sex bar stools are pretty out there.
Those are pretty great.
I think
those
are pretty fantastic.
No, they're fantastic.
Yeah,
I love
them. The bar stools are lovely.
The duvet cover is right up there.
That's high on the list of silly shit that I will probably buy.
with the matching side table. Because you can get the side table as well.
You can get the side table. Oh, the
There it is.
I put this one in the store because of just how stupid, like, bougie it was.
There we go.
But you can get a serving tray with the crest on it.
That, yeah.
For all of your classy needs.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're serving someone breakfast in bed, or something like that, or giving away aperitifs at a party, you can put them on a tray that has the AON crest upon it with your pinkies up.
I don't know. We've got the wooden wall hanging thing.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Okay.
With the crest.
That one looks really cool, though. I kind of might get that.
But it's still ridiculous.
Yes.
But I think my personal favorite might be the buckle up for the sex fanny pack.
That's amazing, though.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
But fuck, I love it.
Yeah. No, the fanny pack is a solid.
Yeah, something with an actual buckle on it that says buckle up for the sex is
exactly
pretty like, great. I think Jenna's got that.
Because you can buckle. Yeah. You can literally buckle up for the sex. And if anybody does buckle up for the sex with that fanny pack and then sexes, I don't want to know about it.
I mean, that would be kind of handy to keep the, like, lube in stuff.
I mean, it depends on... I'm not sure it's always going to be a handy. I think it might be... It could be missionary.
Sure,
it could
I like be, that one. But that I mean,
just
like,
job,
like you're doing the thing and you're just like, this is a little dry. Hold on. Zoop.
What? And you get away from that problem of the lube bottle always rolling into somebody's armpit
exactly.
and being cold.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting laid on it all over
oh,
the covers.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Oh, the jigsaw puzzles.
Yes,
the
jigsaws.
The for science jigsaw okay. puzzle.
Black and white.
Fuck
jigsaw
off.
Puzzle.
That's
I was going to ask you
so
if we
ridiculous.
Could invert those colors or adapt those colors so that it's red and green, but didn't get to that.
He was pretty sure he did.
Oh, the other bougie one was the wine chiller.
Yes,
with the crest on.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Wine chiller to go with your tray.
Yes.
There's also stickers. So if you don't see something in the store that you want to have us on, you can get a sticker and put us on anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know the old saying, if you don't see something, don't say something.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, and kind of the standard stuff, stickers, phone cases, like I said, coffee mugs, water bottles, can koozies, things like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I might be most excited about the coasters themselves, the duvet cover, and the bar stools.
Yeah.
Those are the...
I think having the bedroom set with that particular design is great. Fucking pillows, duvet cover...
For your bachelor pad. And if you don't have a bachelor pad, you're about to.
We also have cell phone cases.
We have cell phone cases. Yep. Oh, there's the beach chair.
Yeah. The beach chair is pretty kick-ass, though.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty good.
It's what we're saying is, just look.
Yeah, there's water bottles.
There's all sorts
clocks.
Of stupid shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man. The clocks.
Some of the clocks.
By the way, the clocks look real sharp.
Yeah, they do. That's. Yeah, yeah, they fucking do.
So anyway, check it out.
Jenna's getting tacos.
Ooh,
God damn it!
Yep.
I will. I'm going to be modifying. I haven't done it yet, but I will be modifying the link on the AON website to instead say the contest and modifying it to just say. Here's our merch site.
Store. Yeah.
So you will be able to go to our website and click on the merch store link, and it will
be
take
modifying
you.
The link. I pray he does not modify it further.
Oh, we have notebooks. I forgot.
About
oh
that.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah.
Forgot about those.
Notebooks and totes for all of your back to school needs.
For all your totes and notes needs.
So anyway, now it is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
And today's Fast Five comes to us from... Stefan Senpai!
Yay, Stefan!
Burr, 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 burr.
Oh my god. God. Really? Is that...
You're listening to the Morning Zoo with Salsa and the Beast.
Morning Zoo with Salsa and the Beast.
Oh, God. No. Okay. Yeah. Why, though?
We'll let the listeners decide which of us is the Beast.
That's me.
I thought all that right. one was pretty obvious.
Yeah. I'm like, all I right. don't know why you think this is up for debate.
You think you would be on the radio show?
That's fair.
Opening thoughts. I guess I can pledge my loyalty to Jenna one more week and force Gray to Stephen. Wait longer before they can submit another Fast Five.
Oh, Stefan, you were already my favorite, but now you're extra my favorite.
All right. Question number one. Clicky or clacky?
What kind of keyboard do you like?
One that doesn't make noise.
Ideally.
Well, I think clacky would be the low profile, like Apple keyboards. Like, it still makes a sound, but it's kind of like a muted.
Yeah, no.
No, I think clicky would be the more modern, just like, whereas clacky are the old school, like,
mechanical keyboards.
Ka-chonk, ka-chonk, yeah. Ka-chonk.
If that was a thing, which. Eh. But no, I agree. If we're going that angle, which I'm not going to, Salsa would be correct.
We didn't get the option for clunky, which is what I would vote for the mechanical keyboards.
But I mean, between click and clack.
The Tappert brothers?
Yeah.
I'm just remembering the little clacker things that you would have in your head, like the stupid toy with the little balls, and you just like clack it back. Or the little hand things. You're like... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Clicky or clacky? It's going to be keyboards, and I'm going to be so upset. But damn it, James. Now that's all I can think of.
No, I think
I'm
clicky.
I'm so mad.
I think I'm going to go clicky.
I'm mad.
Mechanical keyboard?
Of the two types, I would rather have the demure as opposed to a...
All right.
Okay, so you ended up going with this... Oh, no. Okay, that is the reverse. All right,
yes. Click. All right. Just a little click as opposed to a clack.
All right, I think this is about high heels.
Ooh.
Because some of them have the tiny little points, and they make a nice little click, click, click sound. And the ones with the bigger heels make a clack, clack, clack sound.
Gotcha.
You think that's what Stefan was going with?
Quite possibly. Yep. The man watches anime.
No, sure. I'm not making assumptions about him. I'm just...
I think it's just as likely that it's heels as it is keyboards.
All right.
Hmm.
How's that for a response? And for that, I would go clacky. I love the sound of that clunk, clunk, clunk.
Or... If you copy and paste... Week. God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Episode 597 doesn't even remember what we did last week.
I don't remember at all, no.
Yeah. All of the questions were or.
Oh, yes. Oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel vindicated now.
If you're
going
to copy and paste something, are you more likely to use the mouse, clicky, or more likely to use the keyboard?
That sounds likely.
Real good.
And I am a hotkeys all fucking day long.
Hotkeys every day.
Hotkeys
day is long.
More than that, I even downloaded a program that allows me to make the extended keyboard that I have use like compound macro commands.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can have it copy it, add it to the end of a URL string in a new tab, and then go to that link.
Is that all
okay? So that I just have to highlight a case number, and it will open that case in a new window.
Very nice.
By hitting one button on my keyboard. Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
No, after you showed me auto hotkey, I use it at my new job now. I use auto hotkey. I had my coworkers would get so angry because every time the company would do an update on like the programs that they were using, like their hotkeys would get blown out and they'd have to redo them. And I'm like,
fuck,
I don't have that problem.
Nope.
Cause I'm using a third party macro Shit, yes. So theirs would keep getting erased, and they'd have to keep rewriting them. And it's just like, nope, don't have that problem.
God. So yeah, I'm still going clacky then. Yeah. But that sounds like the most likely.
No, that's real good. In that case, I'd have to go clacky.
Yeah, definitely clacky.
All right.
All right. Question number two. Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
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 I love coffee, but coffee. I find that I drink coffee. Energy drinks more coffee. Than coffee. Get out.
Yeah, you're no longer welcome right. on this podcast.
See, when I say it, he goes.
God, nobody ever listens to me.
Question number three. Transformers or GoBots?
I remember the Transformers much more than GoBots. Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly can't call to mind what the GoBots are. I can't picture them at the moment.
I don't know, I vaguely remember that it's a thing that existed, but I don't. Nah. Beyond that, I just...
I'm going Transformers.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Transformers here too.
Question number four. 3D printer or CNC router?
What is the CNC router again?
The CNC router is the thing that cuts out
like a flat sheet. Okay.
Which is my answer all day long.
I'm not surprised by this. Yeah, also.
No, CNC router, by all means.
Oh, God, there's some really neat things you can do with a 3D printer, though.
Yeah, but it's all in plastic.
The only part I'm really opposed to is, if they're all in plastic, the eco-friendly type stuff. I don't like the idea of... But I feel like there's other kinds of 3D printers, though. I think you can do other stuff.
I mean, like, they have... Okay, so they do have, concrete 3D printers that they 3D print houses with.
Ooh.
Which is pretty cool.
I want one of those. Actually. I really want one of those.
But, a CNC, you can do metal, you can do wood, you can do leather.
Sure.
You can do a lot of really cool stuff.
So, the CNC router, can you also... can you do, because I've seen the ones where you can do, burning... on a thing as well, lasering laser stuff. Cut. Can you do that stuff too?
I mean, it depends on the machine.
Because being able to do that kind of stuff is pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, the ones that cut metal, use either plasma or some of them use just like a sand slurry at high speeds.
Huh.
And the ones, the ones that cut wood and leather and stuff, those are usually a laser.
Okay.
Laser cutter type thing.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that, honestly, I love the idea of a 3D printer where I can just put in a design and push a button and make something else do that. But the cutter just sounds cooler. But
lasers.
Right? Frickin' lasers.
All right. Question number five. Netflix or Amazon Prime Studios?
Netflix?
Netflix. I'm not giving any money to Amazon. Not if I can help it. Every so often, it's the only choice I have.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do. I try to buy elsewhere where I can, but sometimes... And honestly, it's a place of privilege to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Amazon has definitely set themselves up to be the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, definitely.
They even work. Did you know this? They work with state assistance type stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can finally use EBT for Amazon groceries and have them delivered for free. And that's really helpful. But that's also poverty state. You kind of just got to go with what you have.
Yeah, no, definitely. So. And sometimes you need something fast, and they get it there fast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if I have the ability and the choice, I will usually go with something else. Okay. And in this case, Netflix.
Yeah, I watch
Netflix.
I don't watch things on Amazon Prime unless it's like, I think the last thing I watched on Amazon Prime was Far From Home. Because we really wanted to see it again. And it was only available to rent. Like, this was a while ago.
No, I'm trying to remember. Like, I know we've rented a couple, like, Christmas movies for the kids.
Sure.
Like, some of the old school, like, Mickey Mouse Christmas movies.
Do you guys still have a DVD player?
Yes.
I have a bunch of the old school ones on DVD.
Yeah, we've got the PlayStation that we can watch DVDs in.
I might have some things for you.
But, like, I mean, other than that, yeah, we don't... I know there was a show that was on Amazon that we watched. Was The Wheel of Time, was that Netflix or was that Amazon?
Oh, fuck, I have no idea.
I remember there was some TV series recently that was an Amazon Prime
Okay, so Wheel of Time, like, I tried to watch that with Joe, who had no context, and he was lost right away, and I was... lost a little bit of the way. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, God, well, it's been so long. Well, I mean,
they changed a little bit, too.
Yeah, so, like, I tried a couple of episodes and just could not get into it. So.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was, but there was some TV series that was being made by Amazon, so I watched it, but, anyway, that's it.
All right.
Should we go get James?
Are we going to have to review all of this again?
Nah.
All right.
We'll let him find out as it goes.
All right.
All right. Hey, James!
Hey, friends. God,
Jesus Christ, that was quick.
I was just in the bathroom.
No, that should have taken way longer then.
I squoze hard.
I'm so proud of
you. Oh, my God. Question number one.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck. I don't... No. No. No.
Clicky or clacky?
Oh, God damn it.
What?
What is it?
Do you prefer laptop or chiclet-style keyboards?
Uh-huh.
Clicky.
Fuck!
Or mechanical keyboards? Clacky.
Uh-huh.
For typing.
God damn it.
What is a chiclet style?
Those are the low profile, flat, super flat, almost noiseless ones.
Yeah.
I mean, God, I gotta say mechanical.
Yeah. I do too.
Stefan.
I like those little keyboards, they're too tiny. Give me a bigger keyboard for big sausage fingers.
It's not even like the width, it's the depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're flat, but the keys are still keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like your laptop keyboard is a chiclet keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's smaller. And I feel like my hand is really cramped.
That one is. But they make full size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like my work keyboard is a mechanical style, and I'm a lot more comfortable with that one.
No.
Yeah.
Logitech one over there?
Yeah.
That one's also a chiclet style.
Is it?
But technically, because it's not a mechanical keyboard.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I'll go with the chiclet.
Sure. Clicky. Also, I'm very sad right now. James was right.
Oh shit, I didn't see this part except for Jenna if it's shoes.
Oh, okay. Wow, oh. Sexist.
Oh. Yeah.
How dare you, Stefan?
God, what the hell? Man, I am just determined to be angry about everything tonight, aren't I?
Apparently. Question number two. Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee. Coffee.
You are dead tired.
Coffee.
And it's only 2 p.m.
Coffee.
Which beverage are you going to drink, regardless of how much is going to fuck up your sleep schedule for the night? Coffee.
Coffee.
At 2 p.m.? Coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
Also, it's not going to fuck up my sleep schedule. I've had coffee at 8.
Coffee at 2 p.m. and, like, is my normal.
Right,
coffee at 2 p.m. is my jazz band.
Mm. Ooh, nice.
Question number 3, Transformers or GoBots. Which toy series would you rather have a figure or two for desk fidgets? Oh, Transformers.
Okay, James, do you know what GoBots are?
Oh, those are, well, technically they came out before Transformers, but everybody thinks of them as being the knockoff Transformers.
Oh.
Like, you would ask for Transformers for Christmas, and then you would get GoBots. Yes. Or your mom would say, we have Transformers at home, and what you have at home is GoBots. Yeah.
Like, I know I've heard the name, but I just cannot conjure up a picture in my head of what that is. Transformers.
Transformers.
Yeah. Question number 4. 3D printer or CNC router, which tool slash hobby would enrich your life more right now? Oh, a CNC router. Absolutely. Definitely a CNC router.
Yeah, I'm just not sure, honestly.
Couple a CNC router with the lathe and resin work that I'm doing right now, and I would make some really fucking cool stuff.
I think I have a lot of friends that do 3D printing, and they use less material than CNC routings, especially like recapturing. I mean, for wood, it's going to be sawdust, and you would be using some kind of weird wood style resin something if you were trying to 3D print it, whatever. But the 3D printing, when you do metal or plastic, it uses, I think, less material in most cases.
Okay.
And you can actually control what the internal structure of the material is.
Sure.
And create then also a surface structure. So it's got a lot more refinement to it.
Sure. But at the end, you have something that's plastic.
Or metal. Or resin. And especially the UV resin print up beds.
Those are actually kind of...
They use lasers, too. Yeah.
Ooh.
Those are super fucking
awesome. You didn't tell me about those lasers.
Yeah, use... They instead of starting at the bottom and printing up, they print upside down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And start at the top and then slowly build layers underneath.
Yeah.
But they dip into a liquid and the lasers...
Mm-hmm.
Shoot through the liquid, and where the lasers like cross, they harden the liquid.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so it like builds up these layers of hardened
weird
liquid. Yeah, it's fucking wild to watch.
Pretty cool.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, but I like the idea of being able to control the internal density and structure for greater like lateral shear strength and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I feel like I'd probably do more with a 3D laser.
I would fuck up a CNC.
Yeah, you would.
Absolutely.
CNCs are also pretty fucking amazing. But choosing between the two of them, I think I would probably get a 3D printer first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Netflix or Amazon Prime Studios? Who is making better adaptations? E.g. The Sandman versus Wheel of Time or L.O.T.R. Rings of Power?
I haven't seen the Rings of Power yet.
I haven't
Who's
seen
making which ones?
Any of those.
Rings of Power are on Amazon. Sandman is on Netflix, and I thought it was fucking amazing.
I absolutely have to agree with
that.
Is
Wheel of Time on Amazon?
Amazon. Also,
okay, yeah. So that's what I did watch last on Amazon. Then.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Sandman show, yeah.
Yeah, Netflix. I've got it.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I haven't. See, like I said, I watched a couple of episodes of Wheel of Time and just went, meh.
Witcher is on Netflix, right?
Witcher is also on Netflix.
There's that,
too.
Holy fuck, that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Season 2 was really good.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Netflix.
Yeah, I gotta go with Netflix.
I did enjoy Wheel of Time a great deal, but as much as I hate people that... They change things from the book. It's like, of course they change things from the book. It's a different fucking medium. They have to change things from the book.
Yeah.
Even I was just like, wow, they really changed a few things from the book.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Drastically. But,
oh,
Plus, but I didn't take to Facebook and complain about it.
It felt long and draggy and like a bit convoluted.
Have you read the books?
Yeah.
Well, there is that.
But like even
that was really faithful.
Yeah, but you don't have to be faithful to the books.
I know.
And the pacing was weird, and I just couldn't. I don't like it.
No, it wasn't as good.
Netflix chose to do Heartstopper, which is based on a webcomic, and it's a huge deal in the queer community.
Netflix did Cowboy Bebop too, didn't they?
They did also,
and I loved that.
That one's contentious. I also loved it.
I know
it.
It's contentious. I don't care. But I loved it.
Heartstopper is fucking amazing. They also did the new She-Ra. And
that was really good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, new Voltron. Yeah. Netflix.
Netflix.
Yep, Netflix. Netflix.
All right. Closing thoughts. I am so tired.
Uh-oh. Oh, buddy.
Kawhi is almost 6 weeks old now, and I'm transitioning back into work by going to the office part-time this week.
Kawhi.
We've settled into a decent nighttime routine where I'll watch him from 9 to 3, and Mrs. Senpai will take over, and I can sleep until 8:30. That's good all job, going Mrs. to change Senpai. Next Thank week you. When I try and return to the office full-time, and I need to be getting better sleep between 7 and 7:30.
Oh, God.
Or I need to be getting up between 7 and 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, been there, done that, dude.
Fuck.
Best of luck.
Man.
Congratulations.
That's, yeah. No, it sucks real bad right now, but you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they do move out.
Yeah.
Someday just your kids so are going to shout more fire at some poor hibachi chef, and it's going to make your fucking life. <That's>...
Look on that guy's face.
Was so oh my bad. God.
He thought he was going to scare them.
And they're just
spooked the shit out of him. Yeah.
He was so startled. Like, what? The fuck?
How is that their instinctual reaction?
Who are the parents of these ones again?
If startled was a face, it was him.
Yes, absolutely was.
Hey, does anybody have a shout out?
Oh, God. I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Kiri, who made me brownies that I could eat.
Oh, yummy.
That was super sweet. Like, she messaged me at work because we work at the same place. And I was like, okay, what are your allergens? And I'm like, all of them.
That's the short list.
It was so kind to have somebody make brownies specifically so that I could have them and like do their due diligence. So absolute shout out to that. It was just nice.
I'm going to say shout out and a half. Shout out to everybody who mysteriously showed up on Sunday to help at the booth. We thought that it was going to be a lean, shitty drag. And we had the correct amount of people.
Yeah, I was talking to Josh in the morning.
Holy fuck.
And he was like, I thought we were going to be screwed. And this morning, I am giving Cole and Rue the morning off.
And Eli. Mm-hmm.
And Eli, He was just like, I'm giving them the morning off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, and much deserved.
Right.
And it was absolutely. But it was just, people showed up. It was great.
Yep. And then very specific thanks to Raina, Honeybee, Laura, and Seffy, who stepped up and managed the rings.
Yeah.
So
they did a great job.
They did a fucking amazing job.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my shout out to the incomparable Will Bradshaw for coming out and saying hi and hanging out with us and just being awesome.
Yeah.
Dude is doing really cool stuff out there in Vegas. If you're ever in Vegas, go check his show out. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. I'll try
to
get a link. Incomparable Will Bradshaw.
Yeah, it's the promo for his show is being played in the Vegas airport.
Mm,
so
go to Vegas and look for the promo in the airport. I'll try to find a link. If I don't, I don't. But I'll see what I can do. Sure. But yeah, he's doing really cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
So. Nice. And he's just a fucking sweet guy.
He is a really sweet guy.
I feel bad I missed him because I was sick all weekend.
Yeah.
Cranky about that, too.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm mad about everything.
Do you have a shout out?
I did my shout out.
Yeah.
To Kiri for the brownies.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
This is why I'm mad about everything, Salsa.
So it's his fault.
No, it's still your fault.
Oh, so it's our fault.
I don't.
Okay, that's probably.
I don't know what I'm doing
that's
anymore.
That's really true.
Do you have anything to plug?
Did that happen more than 2 minutes ago?
Do you have any shout-outs?
That's why I don't remember it.
I don't know that it was more than 2 minutes ago, actually, Salsa.
Who are you people? What are you doing in my home?
Is this getting my home? Tacos.
Ooh, does anybody have anything to plug?
Tacos. My birthday's in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jenna,
buy me things.
Update your Steam wish list.
Actually, it's pretty updated.
Awesome. Prepare your torso. There's a Ville show this Friday, and it's the show that we were supposed to do in the spring of 2020, immediately following Late Night with Ville 10. It was supposed to be the sleepover special. Vilification Tennis's parents are out of town party. And so
that parents?
But everybody's going to be there in their gym jams. We're going to be playing sleepover games. Fuck. It looks goddamn ridiculous, and I'm so happy about it.
If you look at the header on the Ville 10 website,
mm-hmm.
There's some pictures of a few of us that are retired now, so
mm-hmm.
maybe that should be updated. But, like, we're in our pajamas from when we did that, a similar type of thing.
Sure.
8 years ago. So it's been 8 years since the last sleepover. Mm-hmm. We weren't invited back.
Have you met you?
Right.
Because we have...
No, I meant Vilification Tennis wasn't invited back to the sleepover for another 8 years because of what they did.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Have you met us?
Yes. Honey, I birthed one.
Ew.
It's a perfectly natural process, James.
Seriously.
There's nothing gross about it. It's beautiful.
The idea of you birthing a vilifier is gross.
I did, though.
Yeah, that's true.
No, look at her. It's perfectly normal.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fair.
Come on.
Now if I just have a David Attenborough special in my head. Yeah. What? All right. So, no, it's a perfectly natural process. So
and disgusting. It really is.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about all the things that happened while Chris giving birth.
Fuck.
Anyway.
All right.
So, Vilification Tennis.
Yep. Yeah. Friday.
It's still a little bit of ways out, but just so everybody can, you know, schedule things out, the weekend after Minnesota Renaissance Festival ends, I will be at Rogues and Ruffians in Baraboo, Wisconsin,
or more
appropriately, Casimir will be. So, yeah, that's the thing.
I miss my birthday again. God damn it.
Well, my public needs me.
Okay. Sure, buddy.
Final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan Senpai for the past five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh,